Now, this is really getting to the hard part, folks. I'm gonna have to bear my soul here. Can we have a little effect on that, or maybe something that sounds like a hick? Do you have the hick tone on the effects device? Howdy, folks. Here we are up here, this band here, and I mean, I realize that you may not think that we're mental heavyweights. It's true. We just tour around the country looking for fun things to do and say, being interviewed by big magazines, well, not so big, maybe. Of course, we only make $50 a week, but what the hell? Now, as we travel around the country, we do keep up on our reading, up on the current events of our time. Real concerned about the things that are going on. Real concerned. For example, you go and check out the magazines you encounter in your grocery store. There are things there that really make you wonder what's going on. For example, aliens from outer space. Messing with our women, fooling around with our minds, playing all kinds of ghastly tricks on people, you know? Just last week, my cat, I went down going to that. You know, and I myself feel very deeply and personally about that. Laugh, Tim, come on. That's good. Somebody's laughing out there. Like I said, I feel very deeply and personally about this issue of the space aliens, because I myself have had an experience in a previous life with the space aliens, you know? There I was, a humble upstate farmer, sometime in the 1870s, plowing my farmland, getting ready for the spring plant, turning that heavy turf, breaking the sod. Great life. I was getting down towards the end of the line there, and there was this funny little buggy over on the end of the road there, so I decided to just take a little break and go and check it out. And I got down over there, and there's the funniest buggy I ever did see, and standing beside it is this little green guy wearing a shiny green suit. I was perplexed. But then, he's kind of standing there, and he reaches within his jacket there, draws out five $20 gold coins. And then he's kind of pointing and gesticulating in the middle of the road. And then suddenly, like a little voice in my head, it becomes clear that if only I bring him a wagon load of what's down there in that road, the $100 in gold will be mine. Now, folks, that is a deal, in case you aren't aware of the current index, the manure index. You keep up with your business news. Manure index is not all that good these days. It wasn't good that back then. So I rushed on back to the homestead, and got my boys, and we got a load full. As we were trucking on down the old wagon, down to get that little fella his load and collect our $100, I was feeling mighty fine, because you think of what you can buy with $100 in gold in the Sears Roebuck catalog. Just impressive. Maybe you remember your previous lives. Did money used to go a lot further? Anyway, there we were, getting on down towards the spot where the fellow was waiting for us. And we turn around the bend, and here we are. And then the little fellow was gone. There is no buggy, there is no little guy. There's just nothing.
Goddamn interstellar practical jokers! Wrong me wrong!
You made a fool of me in front of my boys. My wife wouldn't speak to me for a week. And And she wanted to get a little addition to the house and get her own separate little bedroom. Rest of my life, that life is shot. Won't experience like that.
I decided to get back at these worthless scum aliens.
So I wrote a song, and now I intend to sing it. That's the scary part. And I hope they play it so much that they get sick of it.